every 2 weeks on Liverpool Live, we get to speak with the guys from Liverpool City Sights. Today's no exception. Ryan is with us. Good morning to you, Ryan. You're in a position of authority, I believe.
I am. I started. I come in just as a normal bus driver, just doing lunch covers, and I've progressed now to being general manager. And
yeah,
it's I like it.
How long have you been doing that, Ryan?
I've been with Phil now about 5.5 years.
Yeah,
and I've been general manager the last 12 months.
What was the background that led you to be the general manager of the tour?
No, I've been driving buses since I was 19. So, and I only started getting it because my dad used to come home tired every week.
Yeah.
I was like, how can you be tired when you're driving a bus? But then I started it myself and I realised very quickly that it is very mentally draining.
You don't realize, that's exactly what it is, because your mind's in a constant state of alertness, isn't it? Because it has to be. And that in itself is tiring. People don't realise.
You're not just concentrating on your own, you're concentrating on your passengers, the other road users, pedestrians. It is hard.
Right.
But I say I come over, my dad started with Phil before me. And I used to come down on my days off just to see if there's anything I could do.
Yeah.
And then I started doing lunch covers, then started doing a few extra days. And then Phil seen that I could do more. So he brought me into the office. I was operations manager for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then obviously COVID hit. Mm. We streamlined a lot. Used to have about 7 or 8 staff in the office. And then...
What did you do through COVID? Because obviously, you know, you can't run the organisation. How did you cope?
Furlough helped a lot. Yeah. We kept a lot of people through the furlough, and without that, we wouldn't still be operating. So that played a big part. But as I say, we streamlined a lot. A lot of people left through their own accord, and the people we kept, when we come open, it was phenomenal. The people that came back, like all the staff, everyone was still there. Everyone was asking every week when we open, if they can do anything while they're off.
Yeah,
and it was good. We had a lot of support from a lot of people.
Yeah, and I know, as I say, through speaking to the guys that come through here, the tour guys, people like yourself who are involved in the administration of the company, the camaraderie is great. You all seem to have a good laugh doing what you do, don't you?
You know what, we're a small business, we're a small workforce, but we see it more as a family, because we are small and we look after each other. Everybody helps each other out if someone's struggling.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people there that you can talk to, you can come and speak to. Like, my phone's never off. It's on 24/7, and if people need to speak to me, they can speak to me, and if we can help as a business, we do.
Yeah.
That's just how we have it.
And is it the case, because of your knowledge, because, I mean, obviously you can do the logistical aspect of it, you can do the administration, but does Phil turn around and say, do us a favour, have a look at the engine on that truck there, because does that as well?
I'm jack of all trades, master of none, as they say, but I do, if I can help out in any way, shape or form for the business, I do. Like, I think it was last week, I was putting a gearbox in with one of the mechanics.
Yeah.
So I do get my hands dirty. I do like to come in and make sure that things are going well.
Yeah.
And if I can help out in any way, shape or form, I do.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't do is guide.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I don't know. My hat goes off to every guide.
Why can't you do that?
I don't know. It's just...
Because you're not sure you're lacking a personality or anything.
No, I don't. It's all the eyes on you. You're standing there, you've got to entertain everybody, you've got to be on top form. I couldn't do it.
And you don't play the ukulele?
I don't play the ukulele, I can't sing. Well, I can sing, but everyone would get off. So, me, that goes off to every guide we've got.
Yeah.
Even Jan,
the lady
in the office, she's not a tour guide. She came in in the office with me and Chloe, and she went out guided one day where we were short.
Mm.
She got a script, went out, and she done it. And... She bitten by the bugger then.
Stick it back on the top deck.
But I think she, with a bit of being cold, not many people want to go and die. So, but she is. She's everyone, like, down to Chloe. She goes in. She's our marketing and social media, but she goes out. She guides.
So everybody's interchangeable then, really.
Everybody's doing. I don't think there's anyone we've got that can't do a multitude of things.
Yeah,
which is, I think, what sets us aside from most.
Mm.
Because we do have a lot of hats that everybody wears.
No, get it. So I would imagine at this moment in time, this is like the calm before the storm, really.
Yeah.
So you're kind of treading water. You know that once that temperature dial starts going up a bit and the days get a little bit longer, that the increase in the demand for your services is gonna happen. When are we talking? How long off before you can see the spike and the upturn?
It's normally the first week of April.
Yeah,
it is when the season starts, and we've got 4 weeks, just over 4 weeks to make sure everything's operational. Like me and our two mechanics are working tirelessly to get the buses ready, to get them out. We've got one of our tour guides and drivers, Tony Prince. He comes in. He's good with the sound.
Yeah.
So as my dad said to me the other week, we're a tour bus company, so that's the sound and visibility of the buses needs to be on point because that's what sells our tours.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're getting there.
Yeah.
So when we come out in the summer, we'll be good.
Yeah. And when it gets to that stage, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. Does the football feature in that? You know, when people do you get a lot of people, maybe who might be coming from up down south, coming up to Liverpool, do they jump on and check it out?
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of people from all over the country, all over the world. They come when the teams are at home. They're looking for things to do to fill gaps throughout the day, and we're just thankful that they do come with us.
Yeah.
And they go round, see the beautiful city we've got, and it is good.
Yeah,
it fills a gap for most people's day.
And yeah. And what about Eurovision? Are you going to be doing anything for that?
Chloe's working with a few people now to make sure that we've got things in place that we can offer to help take all the delegates around. Because it's not just on. People think it's just a couple of day thing, but it's not. It's on for like 3 months, two, three months.
Mm.
So I think it starts in next month, the 13th of March, I think.
Yeah.
But then it goes on for a couple of months. So you've got the delegates and the villages going all around. So we've got to have buses out.
Wow. That I mean, when you think about it, there is a lot going on. This is what, you know, a lot of people, when the Eurovision was awarded to Liverpool, was thinking, oh, what a hell of a lot of money. You're spending all that money for just one night. But it's not just one night. You just said it there. You're talking about people that's going to be coming into the city. Those people need accommodation. They need to eat. They need to be transported around. And then obviously when you get near us at the time and the fans start turning up, and again, that's a week-long process. Because, I mean, you've got your semi-finals, then you've got your final, you've got the fan zones. I think the fan zones, because the fan zones are probably going to be around where your pickup point is.
Yeah, one of the fan zones on the Pierhead, and I'm sure, if I remember rightly, one's in the Baltic Triangle. So they are close.
Yeah, so it's something else. It really is, isn't it? It's got to be said. So of what you do in terms of the kind of activities you're involved in, do you have a particular day that you look forward to because you thought, I enjoy doing that? What floats your boat?
No, I enjoy every day because every day is different. It's not one, we don't come in and every day is the same because it's tourism. Like you could have a bus, a driver might turn in or a guide might turn in or something might happen. Like you've got to go and do. Like I come in the morning and unfortunately one of my drivers was found in sick. So I step in, I go out and I drive.
Yeah.
So there's not, I look forward to every day.
Yeah.
I'm in 7 days a week.
Yeah,
I say my phone's never off. I love the place.
Yeah,
I really do.
Tell us about some of the characters as well, because I mean we've had them in on the show, and it's probably dangerous to say this. Is there a bit of a favourite? You think, oh right, I've got to drive today. Ah, Tommy's on, or you know, or Chloe's going to be doing a bit. Who do you think? Oh, God Almighty! Or even turning that on its head a little bit. Who do you think? Oh no, he's so over the top. This guy is this girl. What's it? Have you got a?
No, just, I haven't got any favourites. I say people who work with us think that my dad would be the favourite.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's my dad.
Does he know his stuff, your dad? Like, or is he just a driver? Is he a tour as well?
No, he does. He started as a driver.
Yeah.
And then he got into the tour guiding, started doing a few tours. But it was mad because my dad doesn't like being a sense of attention.
No.
But he never used to be.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you can't get him off the mic. It's hard to get him off. Like when we go round in the car, if he takes me to work, he's driving around and he's still doing his tour coming into work.
Is he?
I'm like, I get this.
Just get us to work, Dad. I don't want to know when the Anglican was finished. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just so, the radio one and get us in so we can crack on.
But what's your dad's name?
Dave.
Dave. Favorite. Right, okay.
But I say, I haven't got no favourites.
Yeah.
Every one of them are. Everyone's my favourites. And everyone, because they're all quirky, not one of them is the same.
Yeah.
You don't get on one of our tours and then get in the next bus and you have the same thing. I think that's what sets us aside as well, is because every guide we've got is completely different to each one.
So you could do a tour and think, right, well, I'm going to go back on because there's a different character on there and you get a different perspective,
a
different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even with the Beatles tours, all the guides we have for the Beatles tours, we mainly use 4 guides in the Beatles.
Yeah.
And each one of them is different. Even the tours that they do, they do 3 tours a day. Each tour is different because they know how to get a feel for the passengers that are on the bus.
Yeah.
So But yeah, it's good. See, I've got no favourites at all.
Oh, well, no favourites. Really good. Listen, Ryan, great to speak to you. If people want to get involved, get on the bus. How did he do it? What's the resource? Where did he go?
They come down the Pierhead, and they can also go to Albert Dock. The Albert Dock is the main stop for both tours. That's where they both start and both finish.
Yeah.
But we also got the Pierhead, Canada Boulevard. We have one of our selling stations there. And you can jump on and jump off the bus.
Yeah.
All around. We've got 14 stops around the city. You can get on at any one of the stops.
And can you pre-book online? And
you can pre-book online. We've got our websites. We've got affiliates that we use as well. And we're everywhere. Yeah. No matter where you go.
The website.
We will be there.
Liverpool City Sites.
LiverpoolCitySites.com.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So we're everywhere.
Right. Well, I'll let you get back to it, mate. You know what I mean? They'll be wondering where you are. Wonderful stuff, Ryan. Thank you very much indeed. Right. Okay. You're listening to Liverpool Live. And that was Ryan, as I say, Liverpool City Sites.